Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The families of seven campers and two counselors who died during the devastating July 4th floods this summer have filed lawsuits against Camp Mystic and its owners. 27 girls and counselors died that night. In total, three lawsuits have been filed. They each allege gross negligence and are seeking more than $1 million in damages. The suits claim that the camp chose to house the girls in flood-prone areas, despite the risk, to avoid the cost of relocating the cabins. It also alleges that there wasn't a viable evacuation plan. This is the first legal action taken by victims' families against the camp since the tragedy occurred. The 99-year-old camp is located in Kerr County. In total, over 136 people died in the Hill Country from those floods. At least 18 were from the Houston area. Governor Abbott has ordered an investigation into Texas Southern University over allegations of financial mismanagement. News 88.7's Rob Salinas has details.
The order comes after State Auditor Lisa Collier detailed incidents across several areas. She says the university has not kept up with physical inventories of its assets. The preliminary report also finds hundreds of invoices awarded prior to receiving approval and many invoices awarded to vendors with expired contracts. TSU is also accused of being late with financial reporting for at least the past two fiscal years. The university says many of those issues have already been addressed and will meet with Collier later this week to discuss the audit. I'm Rob Salinas, News 88.7.
The Texas education nonprofit Children at Risk says the state schools are improving despite unexpected challenges. The organization released its annual rankings Monday based on student performance, growth, and college readiness. CEO Bob Sanborn says more schools earned A's and B's even when school budgets were frozen by lawmakers.
In spite of all that, we see improvement happening. And just imagine what could happen if our public schools were funded at levels that are happening in other states.
Children at Risk also says more schools earned gold ribbon honors this year compared to last. Those are A and B rated schools with a high percentage of low income students. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.